Arba Achin, four brothers, and the Suin Arba Noshim. They're married to four women. The women were not related in this case. And these four brothers died. And Lav Dafka, four brothers. It could be many brothers. And now that they're brothers that are alive, Imratza HaGadol Shebehem, if the oldest live brother wants to liyabim as kulan, he wants to do yibim to all four of these women, because they were each married to a different brother, Harishus Biyado, he is allowed to marry every one of them. So the first thing to know is that it's mutter to marry more than one yavama at a time, because the issue is always if one of the brothers dies and has other wives, even if they're not arayas to the live brother, the mitzvah of yibim is to only one wife from the dead brother. Because when the Torah says, Asher lo yivna es beis achiv, so the mitzvah is for a person to build one bias of his dead brother. Not two batim, not two houses. Meaning, a woman is always called the bias. She's the keres habayis, the mainstay of the house. So, the mitzvah is only to do yibim to one of the wives of each brother. But it's four separate brothers. So he's allowed to do yibim to each bias of each brother. Because it's only one house, one woman for each brother. And the shiloh that comes to play here is once he does yibim and marries her, so it's a chiv of ona, and if he has too many wives, he's not going to be able to spend time with each wife. So Mishnah talks about four wives, the Mefarshim go into what type of person we're dealing with, dealing with a Talmid Chacham that has to provide ona to his wife, has to be with her once a week. And in this case, with four, the minimum, Tesis Center points out, would come out to once every 30 days, because more than 30 days, a woman is in tsar. So that's why the Mishnah specifies four. But in any event, anything that's practical where ona could be provided, so there's no limit to how many wives a person can do yibum to. Mishnah continues, Mishayin nasoi lishtei nashim. Person is married to two wives, v'meis, and then the person dies. Biyasa o chalitzasa shel achas mehen peteres tzarasa. Now, this is a case where one man has two wives. So then if his brother wants to do yibum or chalitza, so yibum or chalitza to one of them paters the tzara. Because like we said, bais echad hu bona, veina bona shnei batim. We build one house and not two. So therefore the tzara, nothing is done to the tzara, not even chalitza. Because anytime there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, like the Rav points out. Hoysa achas ksheira v'achas psula. But what if a case happens where the dead brother leaves two wives? One of them is kosher for kuhuna, and one of them is pasul. So the pasul one, let's say she's a grusha, she was a divorcee before his dead brother married her. So now she falls to yibum. Im hayacholeitz, if he's going to do chalitza. And once he does chalitza to one of them, he paters both of them. So in this guy's mind, so he knows he's not going to be with any of them in the future. Cholitz lepsula. So he should do chalitza to the one that's already pasul. Because when he does chalitza, it's like he's divorcing her, midrabanan. So why not do chalitza to the one that's a grusha? Because now at least, when they're able to remarry, you're still allowing the one that was not a grusha, she's just an almana, she can go marry a regular kohen. But if this guy goes and does chalitza to the one that was kosher, so now they're both considered quote-unquote grushas, there's a chalutza or a grusha, and now both of them can marry to a kohen. So why do that? Why mess up the one that would be mutter had you have done chalitza to the grusha? Why mess up the one that was not psula? Like the Rav points out, this is the parable is not to spill the water of his pit, that people still need it. Why do that? However, if you do want to do yibum, miyabim l'ksheira. You don't have to say, well, I want to do yibum to the ksheira, but by doing yibum to the ksheira, the psula is no longer going to be able to marry a kohen, because she's a grusha from before. You don't have to make that cheshbon. If you really want to marry and do yibum to the ksheira, you can do that. We don't force him to do yibum to the psula.